Daily's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update.
The Israelis have not concluded what they're going to do in terms of a strike. That's under discussion. I think there are, if I were in their shoes, I'd be thinking about other alternatives than striking oil fields.
U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday he would think about alternatives to striking Iranian oil fields if he were in Israel's shoes, adding he thinks Israel has not yet concluded how to respond to Iran. Biden made his remarks to reporters in a White House press briefing Friday. He was also asked whether the U.S. is considering imposing sanctions on Iran, including oil sanctions.
That's under consideration right now, the whole thing. I'm not going to discuss that out loud.
And earlier, as AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma explains, Israeli airstrikes created a crater blocking the highway at a key crossing between Lebanon and Syria.
Israel carried out a series of massive airstrikes overnight in the southern suburbs of Beirut and another that cut off the main border crossing between Lebanon and Syria. Lebanon's state-run national news agency said the airstrike led to the closure of the road near the busy Masnar border crossing, from which tens of thousands of people fleeing war in Lebanon have crossed into Syria over the past 2 weeks. Associated Press video footage shows the strike had left two large craters on each side of the road, with people now carrying bags seen crossing on foot after being dropped off by cars that were unable to pass the site of the airstrike. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran's supreme leader has praised the country's recent missile strike on Israel and said it is ready to do it again if necessary. State TV says Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in his first appearance as leader at Friday prayers in about 5 years, called the missile strike a shining job by Iran's armed forces. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. NATO chief Mark Rutte, who took up the role this week, visited Ukraine Thursday and pledged to prioritize the alliance's support for Kyiv. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Ukraine wants to use Western long-range missiles on targets inside Russia. Rutte made his position clear.
Targeting Russian fighter jets and missiles before they can be used against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure can help save lives.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was asked whether he feared the world was forgetting about his country amid escalating conflict in the Middle East.
The best option to not forget about Ukraine is to respond with weapons, to give the appropriate permission.
Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Severe rainstorms have struck Bosnia overnight, killing at least 16 people and flooding several towns and villages in central and southern parts of the country. Rescue services in the south of the country reported several people missing and called on volunteers and the army to assist. The heavy rains and strong winds were also reported in neighboring Croatia. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports former U.S. President Donald Trump is returning to the site of the July attempt on his life for another rally.
Donald Trump returns to Butler, Pennsylvania, Saturday, where the Republican presidential nominee survived an assassination attempt earlier this year.
We were here last time.
Joan Baker plans to be there.
Found it was very important to be here again.
The campaign says Trump will be joined by Elon Musk, the first time the SpaceX and Tesla CEO has appeared publicly at a campaign event since endorsing the former president. Also joining Trump will be the family of Corey Comparator, who was killed by gunfire at the July rally. I'm Ben Thomas.
Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris is headed to North Carolina as the state recovers from Hurricane Helene. She'll be arriving there Saturday. Harris was already in Georgia this week, where she helped distribute meals, toured damage, and consoled families hard hit by the storm. Companies that bring solar power to some of the poorest homes in Central and West Africa are said to be among the fastest growing on a continent those governments have long struggled to address some of the world's worst infrastructure and the complications of climate change. The International Energy Agency says about 600 million Africans lack access to electricity. The often African-owned solar companies operate in areas where the vast majority of people live disconnected from the electricity grid. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.